This episode is sponsored by Jacobson Real Estate Company. Are you ready to find your dream home? Or maybe you're thinking about selling and want the best deal possible? Well, look no further. At Jacobson Real Estate Company, we make buying or selling your home smooth, stress-free, and exciting. With 50-plus years of experience and a deep knowledge of the Winona, Minnesota area market, we specialize in turning your real estate goals into reality. Whether it's finding that perfect neighborhood, negotiating top dollar for your property, or answering all of your questions along the way, we're here for you. Plus, with our personalized approach, you're not just a client, you're family. So why wait? Let Jacobson Real Estate Company open the door to your future. Call us today at 507-313-2716 or visit our website at jacobsonrealestatecompany.com. Because your next chapter starts here. Buy, sell, invest. Jacobson Real Estate Company. Welcome to this week's edition of Brews and Crews. I am your host.
You can't even get through already. You're already done. He's derailed already.
I am your host, Chris Jacobson, and I am here with a father-son duo, Rick and Corey Schell. And I guarantee everyone that watches this knows exactly who you two are right now. So anyways, thank you guys for coming on. And you have requested Schell's crazy, Schell's dark American lager. So we're going to crack out, open some dark lager. And also, I've gifted you guys with a koozie if you need one. I don't know if you guys are koozie guys or not, but...
Everybody loves a good koozie.
Everyone loves a good koozie, and those are fantastic koozies.
There you go, Pops.
Thanks,
pass
sir.
Pass them around, boys.
Man, we don't fit in this couch. You need to lose some weight.
Well, like hey, if you guys go thirsty, I got more beers here for you.
Like sitting next to Corey makes me look skinny.
Yeah, thanks, Corey, for making your dad look
skinny. I make his whale look skinny.
Oh, shit, Corey.
I'm catching him.
I swear, you're either going to want us back or never see us again.
Well, that one was my
fault. I ain't touching that.
I'll get you, Corey.
Come on.
This is awesome. This is the best podcast we could possibly have. Perfect. So, yeah, we're drinking some Schell's Dark American Lager, and we're going to have some fun here tonight because you're not even going to cheers me?
Oh, here.
Dick. Cheers. Cheers, Rick.
Yeah, cheers.
So, father-son combo wanted to come on the old podcast together, and... I just think you guys wanted to come on just rag on each other tonight. Is all
you should have heard us in the Legion before this.
You were where?
Legion before we came here. Can't tell mom.
Don't tell mom that you guys were at the Legion earlier.
Well, we were early, you know.
Yeah, that's
you're not early, you're late. So.
Hey, so you drove up in a Ford Raptor, huh?
We did.
Did you buy that from Corey?
No, he wasn't selling cars yet. He was selling phones at the time.
So. Oh, yeah?
That's right. My dad bought a phone from you.
He did.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you did you lie to him at all?
No, not your dad.
Okay, that was
nice. I don't need him pissed off at me.
So you were selling phones at the time when dad bought a...
I was.
Did you try to sell him a TRX yet?
Not TRX, like four other vehicles, but he just never answers me. Or he just gives me a thumbs up. I'm like, thanks, Rich.
He did sell me my Jeep Wrangler, though, and he sold his mom like three Jeep Wranglers.
So. Yeah.
Three Jeep Wranglers? Stuff. You sold your mom
two
already?
Two, now she's going to buy a Grand Cherokee.
So all since you've been working... As a car dealer, you've sold your mom three cars.
We'll be three, yeah.
How many years have you been working there?
A year, next month.
Holy cow, mom's going through
Jeeps.
He's
quite a salesman, or his mom spoils him, one of the two.
Both.
Okay, so, Corey, where do you work at?
Whitewater Chrysler, up in St. Charles.
In St. Charles. Yep. So what's your sales pitch then to mom if she's buying three in a year?
Not really. She just goes, hey, I need a new car. I'm like, all right, so what do you want? And she comes up, and she just drives everything. And she's like, I like this one. Nope, I like this one. Nope, I like this one. She's a lot like me, can't make up her mind on anything. So it's just 17 different cars later. Okay, here's the one we're going with.
But you at least know you're getting a sale out of it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's not even,
problem. Test them all out.
Well, the fun thing was so my mom was coming up to buy a vehicle, and this is how I sold him his Wrangler. So she came up to buy a Jeep Wrangler last April. And I'm like, hey, Dad, I took a picture. And I'm like, you'll like this one. He's like, oh, I'm not looking. I have my own already, blah, blah.
I had a really awesome Jeep Wrangler, so I wasn't looking.
Sure.
Know? Well, he came up, saw it. He goes, yep, I need it. So that was my sales pitch to him.
Was it just a regular Wrangler, Rick?
Yeah, I had a two-door.
It wasn't the 392,
yeah,
that
never saw it. No. You know, it was okay. All lifted and everything, and he found me a little cooler one, so.
Well, that's so nice of you guys to support your son and just buying car after car after car.
At least I'm getting something in return now.
So before, when you literally got nothing?
Yeah, before I got nothing. At least nothing. Now I'm getting a Jeep out of the deal.
What? Hey, I get him hats. By the way, here's your hat. Oh, I brought you a hat. See, he's a Mopar guy.
Yes, I got a Mopar hat from Corey Shell from Whitewater.
Correct.
And I have if you guys have watched the background, you guys have seen I have a Viper, I have a Dodge Challenger, and we also have a Plymouth Prowler back there. So this fits in very well. So thank you very much. Are you trying to woo me from Dahl?
I am.
Because that's where I bought my GMC from.
I'm sorry.
Hey, I like Andy Kaiser. He's a nice guy.
I didn't, you know, it's my dad didn't bring you anything.
Damn it, Rick, bring me something. What do you have to bring me? So, okay, so Rick, then let's go over a little bit of your background because we'll get into Corey.
There's a lot of it.
Well, yeah, that's fine. I want to know about Rick's background because I only see you out and about a lot of the time at Legion with Corey. Yeah. So what's your background then? Growing up, what did you end up doing and what do you do for work?
Okay, well, let me see. I kind of grew up in Winona, Stockton area through ninth grade and then moved to Lanesboro. So I actually graduated from Lanesboro.
With my family members, I
suppose.
Yeah,
with some of your family members.
Sure.
Yep, played football with Dean Jake Jacobson.
Yep, just saw him a couple weeks ago at the boat show.
Yeah, and then went in the military, got out of the military, moved back to the Stockton area where my family's from, and raising kids, had three kids, six grandkids, work at Badger Foundry 40 years, 2 weeks ago. So,
what did you do in the military?
Jumped out of planes because I was too lazy to walk to work. So.
See, perfectly good airplanes.
Perfectly good airplanes, jump out of them, parachute down.
Yeah, so I was 82nd Airborne. And
Did you go across seas for anything?
No, just that was, I was in before all that. So.
Okay, what years were you in from?
Technically, you went to Grenada.
82 to 4 and everything, but yeah. So anyway, then I've been at Badger Foundry for the last 40 years. So.
Okay. So then you must be getting paid pretty well if you can go buy car after car from your son. That's so nice.
He's a vice president.
Ooh. Wait, now you're the vice. What does Badger Foundry do then?
We make cast iron parts. So okay. We're doing, we have about 80 different customers making about 400 different parts. So
sure.
Anything from fire truck pumps, ME-88 tank retriever parts for the military. Caterpillar's a big customer, trained company.
Sure. So what is it? So you're the VP?
Yeah.
Okay. So what does day in your life look like?
What is the day in my life
look
like?
Yeah, like at work.
Well, I'm over operations and HR. So I guess you drive in. I'm good about when I leave not thinking about work unless I get a phone call. Driving in, I think of what I'm going to do for the day.
Sure.
Doesn't always work that way. So and I make sure everything's up and running and make sure everybody's happy, I guess. So.
Sure. So you're the guy that has to give everyone the happy ending of the day, right?
Yep.
That's great. So then how long have you been there then?
40 years.
40 years. Holy smokes. Yeah. So did you go right from the military to there?
I did. A few months and...
Yeah.
You know, I wanted to go into construction and everything. I always wanted to build houses since I was a little kid, but the housing market was down, so I didn't know what the foundry was, but it paid $7.35 an hour back in 1985. That was big money. So I went there.
Yeah, in 85 that paid that?
1985. All the jobs were like $4.50, and that was $7.35. So.
Wow. I was making, I think, 6.25 minimum wage washing dishes at the Green Mill. But now it's River City Grill. That was in 2003. Boy, I felt like I was high on the hog with $6.50. But you were making more than me back in the 80s, so that's pretty nice. So, okay, so then you were at Badger Foundry, and Corey, you are doing what?
Whitewater Chrysler. And yeah, you sales are... up there. So, been there a year. I've been in sales, been a part of my life, though. Was store manager at Verizon, worked for the Vikings. Worked for a liquor company called Grey Duck Spirits.
Oh, I heard of that.
Oh, yeah, everybody loved Grey Duck.
Yes.
And, but yeah, so.
But see, we're similar, but we're different. So I've been at Badger for 40 years, and Corey's had 40 jobs.
That's great.
It's the ADHD in me. I get bored.
Hold on. I think he found his calling, though, in selling cars.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
Well, he's been there the longest.
Cell phones and cars. That's his life.
I don't know. I worked at Verizon for a long time.
Did you?
Yeah. All together. Well, I was there twice. And this is no joke. So I was there. I was there for 4 years the first time. And then I left. And then they called me back and said, hey, you want to be the store manager? I said, are you stupid? Sure.
Are you an idiot? Yes. Okay, I'll do it.
So I was a store manager for a couple years. And actually, I left Verizon to go where I am now.
So unlike father, like son. Perfect. You had 40 jobs. He's had a job for 40 years. I love it.
Yeah.
This is a great dynamic. You know what the funniest part is? You guys have asked me to be on together. Yep. No one's ever asked me, can we do this together, especially father and son, because I had my dad on, obviously, just by himself. But this is hilarious. Because
he makes me look skinny.
He makes you look skinny. Yeah. Boy. You know what? In the audience, you guys need to ask.
We pick on each other.
You do. I know.
You guys have been picking on each other. We'll get to that, too. Yeah.
So if you guys are watching on YouTube, figure out which one's younger. Figure out which one's the dad and which one's the son. Comment below. So hold on. You said you work for the Vikings?
Yeah, I did.
He did.
What'd you do? Rick, you're confirming this.
Yes, he did.
Okay, so this isn't bullshit.
No.
Perfect. What'd you do?
I was in marketing.
Offensive
PR.
Lineman?
Yeah, no. Water boy. I got the guy's jock straps. No, I was a marketing PR, so I was on the stadium crew. So what I would do is I would go to special events and try to drum up, you know, support for the stadium. Gotcha. So that's, I mean, back in, you know, before the stadium was going on, so it was 2010 through 2013 or whatever it was. There was something about the stadium. I can rifle it off, like, to how many bathrooms there were. It was just ridiculous how much information I had back.
Only you would know how many bathrooms are in the stadium.
Yeah, well, sometimes you just got to take a dump. There's that.
So how many bathrooms were in the stadium?
Yeah. Well, there was a lot. I forget, but there was a lot.
So you were marketing for the new stadium that they
Correct.
Have? Okay. Yep. So this, because obviously you told me the years. I'm like, well, that was after the dome collapsed, but before the new stadium.
Yep.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So then, and then you also said you work for Grey Duck Vodka, which is owned by Chad Greenway, right?
Correct.
Okay.
I did sales and marketing for them too. And that was just kind of just, I stumbled upon that. Like, I know the owners and they wanted to have more of a presence down in Southeastern Minnesota because it was just starting out. So it's like 2018. And I'm like, well, I know everybody. Really love me or hate me, you know me.
You do know everyone.
Literally.
You know everybody.
Yeah. So it's just like, yeah, well, sure. What do you want me to do? So they just kind of, this no joke. They sent me like 15 cases of vodka. So in my apartment downtown Winona, you walk in, you just see Grey Duck almost to the ceiling. And I would literally go to bars and restaurants and give them free vodka and give them price sheets and say this is how much it is. And I got Grey Duck into just about every bar in Winona.
Yeah, and it's actually pretty prominent around here. I've actually had it on this podcast before.
Yep.
And I drank it straight, well, on the rocks. I drink it on the rocks. I thought it was pretty darn good.
It is good.
I like it.
It's a lot like Tito's.
Yeah.
It's similar tasting to Tito's. But yeah, so it's like I like restaurants, bars, liquor stores. If Grey Duck's in Winona, there's about an 80% chance it's here because I got it in here.
So did you ever meet Chad Greenway then?
Multiple times.
Did you, Rick?
No.
Well,
how
Jesus.
Come?
He
has done some pretty cool things, though. For like the Vikings, we were VIP down on the field when Adrian Peterson was like 8-yard shy breaking the record. He's had us as Coach Zimmer's special guest at training camp and stuff. So we've got to see some pretty cool things, but didn't get to meet Chad Greenway.
Okay, so
golf
then
with them,
you had,
anything like
they had
that.
Cool experiences.
Well, some of us are busy working. We can't get around.
Why'd you quit the job if they're having such cool experiences?
It was more.
Did you get fired?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
The job was more. It wasn't great money. It was more perks based.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, bills are bills. You got bills to pay.
When you were doing what you were doing for Grey Duck, were you an ambassador, quote unquote, or were you
literally
on the payroll?
I was paid.
Okay.
I didn't get. I mean, they paid me to how much ever I sold, and the pay structure was like. You get it in there, and then you get residual if they keep on ordering more, yada, yada, yada.
Gotcha.
That's kind of how that rolled down. But it was a fun job. I got to go to Twins games for nothing, do a lot of stuff, do a lot of cool things, golf tournaments, whatever. But yeah,
it was, yeah, it was, you did give me a bar mat for my housewarming.
I did.
Party.
Yeah, I got one too.
You got one
that
too?
I did get. I did get to meet Chad Greenway, but I did get.
I didn't get to meet Chad.
You got Greenway. A signed. You got a signed bottle from him too. It says.
Oh, I do. Effort. I do like yeah. that.
Well, that's sweet.
We were doing a. We were doing a liquor store visit, and I was with Chad, and I'm like, "Hey, my dad's birthday's coming up. Sign this bottle for him." He's like, "What's his name?" I'm like, "Dick," and I'm like, "No, I'll put Rick." So he has a Chad Greenway bottle.
I got some cool Shell beer signs too. He's got me.
Are you okay? So you guys actually like Shell then?
Yeah.
It's not just because of your last name.
No,
it's Shell.
No. Good okay. beer.
Well, that, well, I told my dad. I said they actually are going to have a dark lager on, and my dad likes ambers and dark lagers. Yep. I said, so when we're done with this, I'll save you some for the Super Bowl party, and then you'll probably enjoy this one, which I already can tell he will like this one because this is right up his alley. So I'm actually kind of – I thought it was just kind of a joke is what I thought it was because our last name's Shell, so let's have Shell's beer. It makes no
– No, you should see it. You should see his bar in his house. There's big Shell sign above there, Shell mats, Shell cups, Shell's everything.
Okay. Well, how come you like Shell then? What –
I'm the same way. I like the beers your dad likes, you know, different lagers and everything. They had a great variety pack, and they I didn't like them so much the first time I went to tour the up in New Ulm.
Yep.
Yeah, because all my kids were like at that age where Shell stuff was cool. So when we went in the gift shop, it's pretty expensive little stop.
I bet
hoodie,
it is.
Shirts, you know.
They have good stuff at the State Fair. They have one called Fresh Prince. And the can, it's a cold IPA. The can looks like the Fresh Prince. It's a really good one, but this is fantastic. My wife, before she was pregnant, she loved drinking the one where they'd put the blue raspberry slushy on top of
it. Oh, yeah.
Yep. That was a good one, too. She absolutely loved that one. So this summer, she should be able to drink that again.
And they even spelled the name right.
They even spelled it right.
Yeah.
I mean, they might have been here before us, but hey.
Now, Rick, fun fact here. Corey did give me one of those bar mats. He also gave me a dehydrator for beef jerky as well. But he also implemented himself into my garage by punching a hole in my sheetrock.
I've seen that.
Yeah,
I've seen that hole.
Wasn't there a fly or something like that I was supposed to kill?
So you murdered it. It's dead.
So you got to get the backstory. Of this, it was your housewarming party.
Yes, it was.
So backstory, his housewarming party.
Almost 3 years ago from the date.
Yeah. Yep. We're there.
Yeah, you were there. I know.
I passed out in your weight, your
dog kennel.
Yeah, salt. I don't know what the hell it was. Dog kennel. There's some videos of me passing out, you guys doing some stupid shit.
I don't want to know. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
take
no.
Out your hearing aids.
No, so we're at the party. Next, we're inside his garage, passing around a bottle of Fireball, wasn't it?
Or, I think so, probably.
Yeah, I think it was Fireball, and it just bottle after bottle after bottle after bottle just kept on going around in circles, and all of a sudden, Golden is playing with a freaking air blower. I don't know why.
That's right, he was. Yeah. He's done that multiple times too.
Just breaks out an air blower and. I don't know. And then Hurley goes, "Show, there's a fly on the wall," or something stupid like that. I'm like, "Where?" So I just, instead of, you know, slapping, I just, woo! Hand goes right through a sheetrock. And then there was Fat Shell punched a hole in Chris's garage. It's still there to this day.
Oh, it still is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's never going to fix that.
I don't think so.
Oh. And there's a sign above it, Fat Shell was here. Yeah.
That's Brett's handwriting, too, yep. By the way. So Hurley did that. Shout out to Hurley. Gosh, that was a hell of a night. Yeah, and then you passed my out downstairs in my dog's kennel, like halfway in my dog's kennel, I think, with the dog.
What do you have, a Saint Bernard or what?
English Mastiff. Oh, yeah. I have an English Corey Shell.
Yeah, so I kind of passed out in that, but I came out of it, and then I ended up sleeping next to your treadmill or stair climber or whatever.
Yeah,
the hell
I got rid
that
of
was.
That for $100.
How much did you guys drink? Because this guy can drink a lot.
I don't know what he had that night, but
sometimes the only reason I know is because his eyes get squinty. But
it was.
You were out at 11, and we were up to at least 2 or 3.
No pillow, no blanket, no nothing.
Dog bed.
Just go. Oh, was it dog bed?
Yep.
Just out cold.
Jake's dog bed.
Yeah. And then I had woke up the next morning to Snapchats and videos of you guys dancing over top of me. I'm like, what are you guys, is this some ritual or something like this? What the hell is going on?
Some ritual.
Hey, to be fair, though, I felt great the next morning. You guys were all rough.
I don't ever really get rough, but the girls do for sure.
Yeah, it was
70s friends are like, oh, I'm hungover, I can't function the next day. I'm like, I'm up and at the gym the next day, so yeah. I don't know what happens to these people.
I had to go jump someone's car too. Whose car did we jump?
Oh yeah, you jumped someone's car too that yeah. day.
I took your Raptor. I went and jumped someone's car. And I forgot my jumper cables in the back of your Raptor. I was like, oh, screw it.
Back when it was cool and had a Raptor?
Yeah. I did. I had a 2014.
I remember that.
Gosh, that was a sweet one, but it had 4 accidents on it. And back when I bought that, I didn't realize how much accidents depreciate your car.
Oh, yeah.
4 of them, specific. I was like, holy shit. What did I buy? But, yeah, I went out there to my truck, and I was like, oh, that's right. Rick's got a Raptor. Sweet. And that got excited about it for a moment. I do like those TRXs though. And
those
made
are
your
nice. Those
did
are
you sharp. Drive one?
I
you
did.
Drove. So did I.
I did.
Yeah, they're nice.
Did you like it more than the Raptor though?
Yes. But not $125,200.
Oh, so it was the first edition he was trying to sell you on.
The one that we had, the one that I was trying to get in was a red one, and it was $125,200. Yeah, but that was
that's
MSRP.
The last editions.
Yeah, those last. It was the last call
with
one.
With the gold rims on it.
Yep,
right?
Last
yeah,
call.
I know.
So
my last name's not Jacobson. I can't afford that.
Shit, Rick. If you're buying $125,000, none of these cars in here were $125,000 at all. The only one that was the most expensive car we have in here is the 57, and my dad paid $61,000 for that. So we literally have nothing.
I might have paid a little more for my wrap.
I probably. Would you buy brand new?
No.
No, you
actually
got
it. I actually, I'd bought 4 new trucks. I had GMC, really liked that.
Yeah.
But then Raptor was a couple years old, 20,000 miles, and I liked it. So I was like, oh, what the heck? It doesn't have to be a new one.
So you had a brand new.
Saved the 20,000.
So. You had a brand That's new true. 2018 F250 blackout.
Yeah.
Drove it for 2 years. And then actually, when he traded in, height of COVID, he actually made money. On his
as did
truck,
everyone.
Yeah. So he's like, "Oh, I'm making money." So he went about the Raptor, which was a 2020.
Yep.
Yeah. So his Raptor was a year old, year and a half old. We bought it, but usually what is 102 grand? Didn't pay that much for it, but
no.
Made. You think you're paying what, about $15 a month, something like that? Yeah.
That's just for insurance.
Not really, right?
And with bad knees, it's easier to get out of it. So
that is true. You just kind of fall out.
Yep.
You don't have to step out. Trying to get out of the Viper. It's hilarious. I don't have to do this. Well, kind of. But the funny thing is, we were having Christmas this year, and my mother-in-law's boyfriend won this thing where you stick in the door hinge and then you pull yourself up. He goes, "I'll never use this thing. You want it?" I'm like, "I guess I'll put it in the Viper." Sure as shit, put it right in the door hinge, and you just kind of hoist yourself up. I'm like, "This isn't a bad idea."
Yeah,
I'm just keeping it in here. He already gave it to me, so I might as well put her in there for
That's
myself.
Funny.
Probably help my dad get out, too, if he ever needs to. He's got 2 knees. 2 brand new ones.
He's getting a brand new knee here soon, too.
Uh-oh. Who's taking care of you?
Not me.
Thanks a lot, kid.
he got
all those vacations I took you on.
Yeah, to South Dakota, the Black Hills. Woo!
Hey, now, come on. Now. I've been there. That's kind of cool. I'm going to Sturgis this year.
Sturgis wasn't bad, but I was like 14 when we went, so I couldn't really do much. Although I was 14 looking like I was 25, but hey, there's that.
California.
We did California, Florida a couple times.
Yeah.
My favorite place goes Nashville, though.
You like Nashville
the
most?
Yeah, we did Nashville.
Yeah.
Rick, you go on a lot of vacations?
Yeah,
ask him out, ask every 2 months.
Not every two months.
We you just got back from a cruise.
I don't go as much as your mom.
Oh, you went on a cruise.
Yeah, we did Italy, France, and Greece this summer.
No shit.
We did Nashville.
And then my mom came back. Mom and dad came back, and my mom went on to Florida, literally. Did you go to Florida or no?
No, I don't always go to Florida.
Yeah, so she went down to Florida.
I can't keep up with your mom.
Yeah.
So you guys go separate vacations?
Well, no, I do some with her, and then she goes sometimes with her. I say, take your daughters or something.
Oh, sure, yeah. So you got sisters. Or a sister, at least.
Yeah, we did Italy, France, and Greece. Then I think she did Florida. We did Nashville.
Did you take Royal Caribbean, or would you guys go on?
We did Norwegian.
Norwegian?
Yeah.
How'd you like it?
It was awesome.
Have you been on multiple different cruise lines, or just...
No, actually, Lisa, my wife, she was never, like, a water person. She loves the beach, but not in the water. But then she did a girls' trip with the daughters, on a cruise and loved it. So then now it's okay. Now I can start doing cruises. So.
See, now the thing is, people always have a misconception. They go, "Oh, I don't want to be crammed up in a boat." I'm like, it's not a boat. It's literally a floating city for everyone.
Oh, and the Lisa Shaw's bougie, so they only get VIP everything.
So you had the suite?
They get their own floor, own everything, own cabana boy, the whole nine yards.
Cabana boy.
That's your Corey. Corey's always got to take everything.
Cabana boy.
just like cooking. Both love to cook and everything, and he'll be like, "Dad, I made some ribs. They're phenomenal."
They're better than John Hardy's.
Oh, I made some chili. Phenomenal.
Oh, yet here's the guy that goes, "Oh, hey, Corey, so I got some ribs. You mind making them for me I can bring them to the Legion?"
I did. He makes good ribs. But then, pretty soon he's calling. It's like, "Hey, I made some oatmeal. It's phenomenal."
Nobody's coming over for oatmeal.
You think I'm eating oatmeal? Come on.
You know, the funny thing is, we actually scheduled this date at the Legion in Winona.
We did.
Yeah, I finally said, "Hey, we're getting on. Let's do this thing." We pegged down a date, and now here we sit. Good times. So you guys like to rag on each other, it seems, quite a bit. And I have some questions. Yeah.
In fun. We still like each other, like, most of the time.
I heard you deleted your dad off Facebook just like you did to me.
Yes, I did.
Dick.
And Matt Golden and Brett Hurley.
Deleted all of them, too?
Yeah. Gotta tell them the context behind it. So we have group chats.
Tomato, potato.
So we have group chats. That group chat is literally just to give Corey's Fiend shit the whole time. And
he is on the receiving end of that a lot.
That's a fun one. And then so there's multiple group chats we have amongst us of friends, and then Facebook, let's not even go there, because Golden and Hurley and Hoffman and your dad, my dad, they all get in on the shit. And it's just someone posts this and then Golden, "Oh, is this on the parade route? Please advise."
The parade route. I forgot about the parade route.
Yeah, and it's just all of a sudden, boop. And then it starts with just that. And then there's 17 pages of stupid comments.
Of Corey Joseph. He goes by Corey Joseph, folks.
Yeah.
Because he's so famous, nobody can find out it's Corey Shell. Yeah. Until tonight.
Yeah.
Everyone knows.
Thanks. But, you gave a secret up. You actually brought notes.
I got your questions. You guys
want to know? Oh, God.
Actually, I think your dad was requesting most of these questions to rag on your ass. But you know what? Let's just go off of this. Who's the better cook?
Me.
Me.
No.
Yeah, no.
Well, someone has phenomenal stuff.
Even Shauna said, "Corey's a better cook. I overseason stuff sometimes."
Yeah.
But I'm the better cook.
12-ounce steak, 3 pounds of seasoning.
Yeah. 12-ounce steak, 3 pounds of seasoning.
So he is a good cook. And you know what? He can actually smoke meats better than me. Probably even I'll grill me a little bit, but I'm a better all-around cook. And I don't care what you say, my chili's better. But, he does make some phenomenal food.
Phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
That's my word.
It was phenomenal.
Phenomenal, guys. Okay, well, then who's in better shape?
I'm round. That's shape, right?
I can't top that.
No, Corey, you're a sphere.
Corey, you won on that one.
You're a sphere.
A little shorter, I'd be perfectly round.
You're right. Yeah. You know what? Actually, on the last podcast, my buddy called me a box, so whatever.
Yeah, right.
I guess that's a shape, too. True. Also known as a cube.
Yeah, I'm round.
Okay.
Round.
So you're in better shape.
Yes, better shape.
Hairy round, yeah.
Yeah, better round shape.
Hold on. We never actually answered the question. Who is younger?
Oh, shut up. Me, obviously.
So we went down to a bow shoot in, I think, Sparta. We're shooting a 3D archery tournament.
Sure.
And we stopped at Buffalo Wild Wings, I think it was. No, Hooters.
Hooters.
On the way back. And I got carded, and he didn't.
Yeah, you said that.
He's my son. Don't you want to see his ID? She goes, "No, he's old enough.
Yep.
I want to see yours."
Hold on. You guys shoot bow then?
Yep.
What do you guys shoot?
Not as much anymore, but we did for a lot of years.
What do you guys shoot brand-wise?
Bowtech,
okay.
We were both sponsored by Bowtech for years.
Oh, sponsored?
Yeah.
Well, so you guys are good.
Pro staffers.
Okay, so my father-in-law was on 2 weeks ago, and he was on the founding floor of Matthews. So that was a really cool tidbit I did not know about, which I thought was really neat.
Matt McPherson was just sitting at my desk about a week and a half ago, actually.
Buying a car?
No, he was buying a car from my sales guy next to us, George. They're good friends. But Matt comes up to Whitewater all the time, just sit there shoot the breeze with him.
Dude, I need to get a hold of him because my father-in-law and him knew each other quite a while ago, obviously, but he was on the ground floor helping him go to like trade shows, it sounds like.
Okay.
And I didn't know anything about that, but he also makes guitars too, which is really neat. And he's just over in Sparta, it sounds like. So that's actually really cool. I would really like to get a hold of him so those two could maybe mesh back up together and hang out or talk or something.
I have his email. I can give it to you.
Sweet.
So, story for years, we'd go to Archery Trade Show, which is a big convention, and it's for like pro staffers, but for the manufacturers too. So one time, I think we were in maybe Nashville, and Luke Bryan was playing. And usually, it's really, really cool looking. You actually, about the size of your dad's place here. And you'd have Blake Shelton, Luke Bryan, Neil McCoy, and they'd just get on stage, play, and be like 200-300 people. That's all that would be there.
Invite only.
And we'd get to listen to them.
Guess who got the invite?
This year.
You're so.
This year they said, some pro staffers, we got to wait to make sure all the manufacturers get in first, or the archery shops get in first, because they're afraid there's going to be so many people wanting to see Luke Bryan. So we're waiting in line, and Lisa, my wife, actually came along, my daughter Katie and her husband Shay and Corey. So we're like, oh, you're kidding. They came down here. They wanted to see Luke Bryan so
bad.
Guess
where I ditched him. I was nowhere to be found.
Yep. So all of a sudden, it's like, where'd Corey go? So I call him, and it's like, where are you? I'm inside. It's like, how did you get inside? He's like, go down the hall, take a left, take a right, this and that. I was like, I ain't going to figure that out. Come and get us. So he comes down and finds us, and he wasn't kidding. I was like, up this hallway, through the kitchen, to the right. I thought we were going to get probably put in jail or something. And finally, there's these people, like, holding the door for us.
Yep.
Oh, you found him. I don't know what he told them, but I think they thought we were the Duck Dynasty crew. It was actually Willie Robinson was there and introduced Luke Bryan. Yep. But they were like, oh,
we were partying with
so
the,
nice
Gator
to meet
Boys.
You. Nice to meet you. I don't even want to know what Gator Corey Boys. Told them, but hey, he got us into Luke Bryan.
Well,
so.
You know, Corey is very stealthy. I know that. So
he's sure. I'm a big bullshitter. I can get anywhere.
Hold on, I'm not even to this. No, I'm not
even bullshit that he doesn't have to. Who's the biggest bullshitter?
Okay, so we went from better cook, in shape. Literally, my next question is, who's the better bullshitter?
Me, for sure.
Yeah. Well, we found that out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So wait, you went to an archery, what was it, a
trade
convention?
Show.
Trade show, yeah. We did the trade show circuit for years.
So would you just walk in and say, I'm with so-and-so? How's it going?
Oh, essentially, yeah, I did. I said, I'm with Bowtech. I'm like, I'm with Bowtech, and I kind of flashed my badge a little bit, and I walked right in.
So actually, Bowtech's get bought out by Savage Arms, and we're in an elevator. And
in my big mouth.
And there's, we got Bowtech Pro Staff shirts on and stuff, and this older gentleman says, oh, you here with Bowtech? It's like, yeah, we Pro Staff for him. I was like, who you with? He goes, oh, I'm with Savage Arms, and we just bought Bowtech, so, get want to meet people and everything. It's like, well, that's cool. And it's like, then I just go, what do you do for Bowtech? He goes, I own them now. And I was oh, and Corey didn't even say anything stupid. It was really good.
Yeah. Good job. He is a good bullshitter.
So we got to meet the owner.
Corey, you're doing good so far. Like, you're winning.
Oh, yeah.
And I already know your next question is, who's had more jobs? We already discussed this. We're like 40-1.
Yeah, Skip.
So, hold on. Yeah. I'm writing this down. I got a 40-1 odds here.
I know. You're gonna jump out to a lead.
Rick, do you plan on going to another job anytime soon to catch up?
Yeah, retirement. Yeah,
retirement's next.
He's gonna do that.
Put his ass in a home.
Oh gosh, that's so nice of you.
I'm just gonna volunteer.
Okay, so here we go. Gosh, I love that story about the bows. That was sweet. Okay, so the better mechanic.
Me, by far, and house fixer.
You'll push your mic next to you.
Sorry. I'm opening your damn beer.
Well, it's okay. I just don't want you to forget about it.
Our
sound engineer can't pick up your voice that far away.
You kidding me? You heard my voice?
I have.
You probably turned me down. I'm so loud.
Hold on, Rick. Do you have anything to object to this better mechanic?
No, he's a better mechanic. I've told
Since
my
I was
wife,
like
some,
10.
Some guys are good and bad, and some guys can fix cars. I mean, can't have it all.
All right, so Corey, brings me to my next question. By just standing up, who could see their dick?
All right, weirdly enough, I can yet. Yeah, figure that one out.
I'll get back to the better mechanic part, though. That was just a question I made up.
Hey, well,
yeah, that wasn't on our list.
No. Wasn't on the list. So, okay, you can fix cars or what?
To a certain extent for cars, yeah.
Okay, right. what's the most, because I always tell people, I don't know much about these cars. I just love cars. Mm. I could change my own oil. I could change a tire, and that's about where it stops.
That's
or charge
I'm
my
at.
Battery.
I can do brakes. I can do hub assemblies. I can do tie rods, stuff like that.
So with the right equipment, you can
Yeah, I can't replace the whole motor. I mean, I could probably figure it out, but I don't have the time or patience for that.
But I feel like someone that is not a mechanic per se, that they went to school for, could change your brake pads if you knew enough about it.
Correct.
That's not me.
Who'd want
the right equipment.
Yeah. Not true.
I know, that sucks.
Just pay for everything. No, but like when it comes to like fixing stuff around the house, I mean, I put their sliding glass door in.
Wait, this is mechanic. We're talking car.
Yeah, we're talking mechanics. You're cheating now.
We're not into house.
You're trying to get another point on me.
Is any of the house, is house stuff even another question on there?
I don't know. Well, I can make it one if you want me to. Okay, so mechanic, you can change brake pads. That's nice.
Yeah.
And Corey's dad just says, hey, I'm dropping the Raptor off. Change my brake pads, dude.
He ain't touching my Raptor. That's a true low force for her.
Accidentally have an accident. Oh, shit.
Oh, God. Hopefully he's insured well. Oh, this is a good one. Who can outdrink the other?
Oh, me, by far.
Yeah, I figured that.
He can't hold water to me.
Hold water?
Oh, I can do all right, but not. I mean, I'm not a pro.
No,
he's hard to tell. I mean, sometimes he can drink all day, but I notice his eyes; they get really squinty.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Well, you know what? Like, Hurley did say, "Shell, before you go on the podcast, make sure you open up your eyes."
Well, this stupid light's blinding me right now. It's like I keep on wiping my eyes off.
Yeah. It's not that bad. Everyone else has been fine so far.
Yeah, well, I'm laughing.
All 58 episodes prior, fine.
I'm laughing. And my eyes are about this wide open the way it is. Like at work, my boss, Fish, goes, Shell, you here today? I'm like, yeah, why? He goes, well, your eyes aren't. They're closed.
So you get away with napping. That's fun.
Well, yeah, I probably could.
You just sit here like with a pen like this, and people just think you're working.
Just take a nap at work. See how that works out for me.
Okay, so what's your favorite drink then? Other than what we're having, like if I said, hey, you know, go get a drink, and then I'll just have whatever you're having.
Jack and Coke.
Jack and Coke.
Yep.
Rick, what do you got?
You know what? I mix it up all the time. I'm not as good as my buddy Bill, but I have like different beers once in a while. You know, can do some vodka, can do a Windsor.
But what's your favorite? Like what one just like that's good. I like
you
that.
You know what? A good like old fashioned at the Lafayette's pretty good.
That is, yeah.
Yeah, isn't that good?
One. The walnut old fashioned.
The walnut old fashioned, my favorite.
Yes. I had one. It's called the Ferrari. It tastes kind of like pine and Christmas, and it's a little like if you don't
so
like
gin.
I think it's gin, and I can't
if it
remember.
It tastes like Christmas trees. It's got
to
be gin.
Well, that's what it definitely tastes like to me, but yeah. I don't know. But it was good, and I had someone else said, oh, it tastes like cough syrup. Jesus Christ. I'm like, well, I think it's great.
So, I got to tell you a story. Saturday morning, I work, and, you know, it's like Saturday, so I'm going to slum it a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm wearing, you know, work boots. I got camouflage BDUs on. And I actually had the very first hoodie I ever bought like 30 years ago, stained up. I wore it to work, wearing a Badger Foundry hat. You know, it's Saturday morning. Well, then my wife Lisa called. She said, oh, we're going to go down to the 507, had their new grand opening Saturday morning.
Port?
Phoenix. Nope, not the 507 Port.
The clothing place.
Store.
Oh, the clothing place, yes.
Yeah, so they're having like a soft opening or whatever, yep. And we want to go support them. So we go in there, and I'm like not really dressed to be in this nice clothing store, but, you know, oh, well, they all know me, and I'm coming from work. And then Shauna, my daughter, calls and says, oh, Mom, Dad, what you doing? She's like, we're down at the 507. She's like, oh, I'll join you. So luckily she called again because she's like, well, it's not really like Mom and Dad at like 12:30 to be down at the port having bloodies already.
You should wait till hours from now.
I'll join them. But then we called, no, we're at the 507 clothing store and everything. So then we're in there, and she's like, oh, let's go to Lafayette now. That's open. I was like,
he looks like a homeless man.
But I'm not really dressed for it. I don't feel right. And she's like, well, there's some like secondhand stores like downtown. So I go over to Grace's place. I find a really nice set of pants. I go over to Lafayette, just to start a tab. I'll pay it. I go over. I got a nice pair of pants, a brand new housing shirt, and everything. And I had bought a new hat at the 507. I walked in. I mean, I was dressed to kill. I mean, we went there. Well, that was like you had one at Lafayette. Now we might as well go to Legion. So I walk in.
She's
like, Rick, you really look nice today and everything. I spent $8 at Grace Place for my clothes.
For those who are listening and don't know what Grace Place is, it's a secondhand store. That's hilarious.
It was only like a couple blocks away.
Yeah. So you go, you find a whole outfit, and you run over to
$8.
507, and you grab a hat, and you're good.
The hat was $25, but it's really cool.
So your whole outfit is less than 50 yes. bucks.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That's a good story.
Yeah.
We should just awesome. Go do that someday. You just go to the Goodwill or
goes,
whatever.
He goes to the Goodwill all the time. He goes down to...
I collect cast iron pans.
Yeah. And he, yeah, yeah.
What?
Literally.
I,
see
I
his
make
house.
Iron for a living, and I cook. I love to cook.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm a good cook. And
I have Corey being the one that's the best. Oh, no, I actually have not applicable. We couldn't figure that one out.
Yeah, so I collect cast iron pans.
Well, that's interesting. I've never heard anybody collecting cast iron pans.
Oh, look at it. Griswold pans, Wagner pans.
Okay, so who can outdrink Corey wins
Corey
again.
Corey wins.
Corey likes Jack and Cokes. Rick is like, well, see, I like good old fashioned.
I'm a pro drinker. I don't when I start drinking something, I don't switch that way. A, you don't get as drunk, and you definitely don't get as hungover. Just stick with what you start with.
Are you sponsored by anybody?
No.
Drink?
Yeah. Shell's Beer, what you got going for me here?
Not Grey Duck anymore?
Grey Duck did what they could afford them.
When they could afford them. Now it's Gary Duck.
Gary Duck. Good old Gary Duck.
Okay, so who's smarter then?
Me.
Me.
Okay, now we got debate.
So when he was out working on my cars, I was hunting. I mean, who's smarter?
One person's providing food, the other one's providing a service so you can get from place to place.
True.
You are smart at a couple things.
Most things.
Couple of things.
I'm just lazy. In my 80, I mean, I start something and
well,
I
yeah,
don't.
I think I have lazy year on here next.
Yeah.
Yes,
I just, it's like I start
something. Yeah, I win that one. I'm not lazy.
I start something and I don't finish it. I go to something else. It's like, oh, let's start this. Nah, I'll come back to it later. And then I don't come back to it for either ever or a week later.
It's whatever the last person asked them to.
Yeah.
You could be like, hey, Corey, you come over to my house? Yeah. And somebody call, hey, Corey, you want to step over? Okay. And then somebody else could call him, Corey, you coming? So whatever the last person had asked him, that's where he's going. Good thing nobody asked him to do anything before tonight, or I'd be sitting here alone.
Yeah, no kidding. No. We've had this plan for just under a month. About three weeks,
something like
so.
That.
That is good. Because I stay on
I actually put it in my calendar, and I was like, okay, it's this day, 7:30. Can't freaking forget that.
So Corey can
on your cell phone.
He can commit.
He can,
yeah, right?
He
can.
I'm pretty impressed. It's
hard, okay, but. So we never. Who's smarter? You guys both said you are, but let's figure out what's the GPA. One of you two. Tell
how about we go IQ? Because I've actually had that tested a couple times.
How about GT score?
What was your? You had your IQ tested
multiple times.
You're going to probably surprise a few.
This
people
This is where he's the better bullshitter comes into play.
This is actually
we have no records.
He knows I'm not bullshitting this. Mikey was 123.
Oh my gosh.
Yep.
123 IQ for Corey?
My GT is 124.
What's a GT?
That's military IQ.
It's how well can you stack blocks?
Did you stack them well?
Yeah.
Will they give him some Legos?
Yeah.
Lincoln Logs. Wait, 124?
Yeah.
Oh, your dad gets one category then, even though I have no idea what GT means. Rick gets one. Okay, who's lazier?
Me, for sure.
Yeah, he wins that
Corey,
one.
You're winning. I'm not sure you want to win that category.
No.
It's not the category to win.
I'm constantly doing something, but I'm the first one to say, nope, I'm sitting on the couch and I ain't doing shit. I'm like, turn a movie on.
Oh, shit, there's my pen. That's all right. Okay, and then, Rick, you say, I can't sit still.
No, there's stuff to get done.
There's stuff to get done.
That is true. This guy, even like any family event, anything, we're all telling him, you're driving us fucking nuts, pardon my French. Sit your ass down, enjoy yourself. No!
I even go to the Legion like on fish nights, and when people leave, I clean off the tables and stuff.
Oh, that's nice of you to do.
Yeah, he literally, he can't sit still.
Would Corey do that?
Me?
He's the one that messes the table up.
True.
He's the one that messes the table up. Oh, gosh. This is so fun. I love this. Okay, so, Corey, you're lazier. I won't ask you to do things in advance, but I could get you to distract and come do something instead.
Yeah, for sure.
And leave someone high and dry.
Right. Probably my parents.
Probably your parents. Wait, okay, so, oh, well, I feel like this one I can kind of answer, but who can grow the better beard?
Call me.
God, he wins again.
His comes
he
out like
trash.
He
can grow a better beard than me at 12.
You guys keep talking. Literally. I got to grab my pen. You guys keep talking.
Yeah, that you got. Is there like who's got more hair question though, like on top of your head or something? Because no, but you can grow a better beard, no doubt about it.
Yeah,
well, I had a good one going. I shaved it a couple weeks.
I would love to see both of you guys just fully shaved.
Mm-mm. You do not want to see this face shaved.
I did.
No,
I did it in Italy.
You did for yeah. what? Just for the hell of it?
Yeah. yeah.
I have not been fully clean shaven since high school.
Really?
Yep.
So now, okay, I want to go back to the hair on top of your head. Is that you do it on purpose or is it because you're going bald?
Oh no, I'm bald. I'm Matt going bald. We have the well, we have chrome dome.
Like pubes. So is that just a pube bald? Oh, wait, you're right. It is kind of like that.
Yeah.
Actually, I feel like you'd have more if you just grew it out. But
it grows here and on the sides, so it's really weird. I have like a puff right here, and it's like it's a skullet. And it's a skullet.
But you know, in your defense, Corey, though, that's a big ass head. So that would take a lot of hair to cover it.
Would.
But you might have a lot of hair. It just can't cover it.
I mean,
all
I could
grow
it way down and then do a big comb over like Donald Trump.
That'd be classic. That'd be great. It's in style.
It's very huh? bigly.
Okay. So a better beard, still Corey. Gosh.
Told you I'm going to win.
Actually, I think your dad's the one that said most of these questions to ask.
Literally.
Well, if I let him win, I don't have to buy him a birthday present.
Okay. Now, this one, it has to be Rick. Because you just told the story. Who has better taste in clothes? I feel like you have to have it when you went to the Lafayette after your $8 bargain shopping.
That's a good point. Actually, though, it's probably a tie. We have the same taste.
We have the same taste.
Right now,
you're worried
about the same damn thing.
Yeah, we have the same taste.
I'd be like, Corey, nice shoes. He's like, Dad, I like your hoodie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So we actually have the same taste.
Yeah, weird sometimes.
That is weird.
Yeah. We have pretty much the exact same taste in clothes.
Clothes shopping together, but we just have the same taste.
Do with him?
No. See, that's the thing. Is he's a better thrift shopper than I am.
Ooh.
I don't buy my shit from Grace Place or the Goodwill.
He sells cars for a living, so he goes to, you know.
Yeah. He probably gets hand-me-downs from, like, celebrities.
Yeah. I actually go to, like, you know, Under Armour and Nike and buy my stuff. Or Amazon. Amazon has a lot of crap, too. I'm a frequent flyer on Amazon.
Sierra, Ross, and Fleet Farm, you know. And I'm poor Foundry guy.
Oh, yeah, Sierra. That's a cool place down there. I've only been there one time, but I'm like, oh, this is just basically a TJ Maxx for, like, outdoor clothing.
Exactly.
Kind of cool.
Plus, you have to think. It's hard for me to find a sweatshirt that fits because, like I said, I'm round. So, I mean, it's got to be 3X, 4X.
You're spherical.
Yes. You have to, like, you go to, like, stores, like, say, Goodwill. We're not going to have that crap there. So what's the point? I'm going to go there and look at stuff I can't buy.
You got a good point. You're not going to find that at Goodwill because those big guys are too lazy to donate it.
There is no tent size at the Goodwill.
There's no tent. No, that's a Sierra. They have tents there.
Right. What are you wearing to church? Oh, no, I went to Sierra, bought myself a tent, cut a hole, put it down, put a belt around it, all day.
We got a light and equipment here in
he
town.
He makes a rain poncho.
Yep. Sleeping bag ponchos and stuff.
Oh, great. Well, I was still giving that round to Rick because of his thriftiness. Because you're murdering him at the moment.
Yeah,
you are.
However, who is stronger?
Oh, me. I could kick his ass by the age I was 14. So his joke was, well, I may not be able to kick your ass anymore, but I could hire somebody who can.
I can hire someone.
No, it's more like he's stronger, but I could still kick his rear end. But I said, when the day comes, I can't. I have more money than you, and I'll just hire somebody.
Yeah.
Oh. I'll hire Chris. Oh, by the way. Yeah.
Oh,
Chris
by the
Steele
way.
Against.
Chris Steele versus Corey Joseph.
Yeah, Corey Joseph.
It never happened. It should have happened.
It should have happened 3 years ago. It would have been fun.
Dude, okay. So Andre thought it would be a fantastic idea. It was trying to get a promoter to do it.
Okay.
Yeah. So Andre thought it would be so funny.
Yeah.
Because everyone knows you. Everyone knows me as the wrestler.
Yep.
We could have went out there and literally arm wrestled or just ran around in circles.
Patty cake.
And people would have watched that.
Yep.
That would have been so funny because, like I said, everyone knows both of us, especially you. They definitely know you. But they'd be like, what the hell's Corey doing now?
Yep.
He's wrestling?
Well, I told you about this podcast. It's like, you either love me or hate me, but you know me. And people are going to want to watch this podcast for the sole fact of, what dumb shit do I have to say today?
Well, so far, we're about 40 minutes in, and you've said a lot of good stuff. I love it.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, we should have. And you know what? You should have been like in a little, not a singlet. You should have been in trunks. If you were to do this, you should have been just a little trunks.
I could have. I should have worn my 4th of July Mr. America outfit. I could have wore that.
You see, you could have.
Did I show you that? It was on Snapchat, or maybe, I don't know.
I mean, I could have. I'd go through your show.
Now I just won the best clothing one, for sure.
Oh, man, that was...
I don't have...
I already got you written down. You're good. Okay. Don't worry about that. Dude, that would have been so hilarious. Thing. If we would have had a wrestling match, even if it was just us screwing around,
yeah,
people would have packed the place. Well,
I'd have been there.
I know a lot of people would have been yeah. there.
Jump off from the top balcony of the old Black Horse. Probably would have went through the mat, but it would have been funny.
We wouldn't have even come close to doing any of that. No. We could have literally done an arm wrestling match, and people would have sat there and watched
right.
us. We could have literally tugged each other's nipples, and people would have watched it. It would have been, I don't know. It was just like one of those things. It's only a Winona thing, though.
Yep.
Yeah. It's only that you go down lacrosse, nobody gives a shit who we
are. Nope. No jello matches, though, right?
Nah. No. You know, that probably would have sold better. That would have been. Or pudding. Or KY Jesus. Jelly.
Tapioca pudding.
No chocolate. Yeah, chocolate.
How about cream corn match?
Ew, gross. That's nasty. So, yeah, if you think we should have had a wrestling match, or still should, we could still make
they
that happen.
They could
probably
still
do
something.
Yeah,
know.
I probably could.
Yeah, probably could. I haven't wrestled in a year and a half. It's been a while. It's
been a hot minute.
It's been a hot minute.
I have to get in shape.
Okay, so we never figure out who's stronger. Me. Just because you're going to wrestle me in underwear doesn't mean you're stronger.
I guess if you're going to talk like stronger, who could lift more now, I'll give it that to you.
Hold on, not now.
Dad,
but
I
have more endurance.
I could out. That's not strong. Endurance. I could outlift you by the time I was 14. Really? Like, literally, I could lift a fridge, and he'd be like, eh.
Speaking of refrigerators, I got a story for you, Corey.
Now what?
So you rented from my dad way back in the day when I was about a junior or senior in high school.
Brand new fridge. I did.
It was like when you like first got married or something.
I was like 19. Yeah. I was 19 or 20.
And my dad, you like, I don't know, you left the house and my dad's like, I got this fridge here. I'm like, oh, okay. I don't think he's come back for it. I go, I could probably sell that right now. I'm in high school. I had it like posted for $400 on Facebook, maybe.
Something like that, yeah.
I had my ex-girlfriend's dad had a friend in Houston that was going to come and buy it. And as he was coming, my dad's like, no, don't sell it. If he wants it, it's his right. And you never came back and got it. And I'm like, we missed out on the money. Plus, my dad had to go and pay you to get rid of it. I'm like, sucked.
We rented from your dad for 2 years.
On Chatfield Street.
Yep, 63 Chatfield Street. So we rented from 2 years, and then we had our daughter Lily, so we needed a bigger place, and he didn't have anything bigger because that was just a one bedroom.
Right.
So it was just a one bedroom place. So me and my ex-wife, we rented a different place. I forget where it was, but that was like a three bedroom. No, four, just one, two, three. It was a four bedroom. Then we had my sister Shauna moving with us and her friend Sam. So they live with us. They pretty much paid our rent. And then Shauna was a built-in babysitter, which was amazing. Then we had that fridge there. I don't have any damn room for a fridge. I don't know where to put a fridge. I was like, I just told your dad, I'm like, you can just have it.
So, and he thought you were coming back for it.
Yeah, I know.
I'm like, you son of a bitch. I had that thing sold for $400. Guy was coming from, I think it was Houston. It was coming from Houston, Minnesota to come buy it. And I'm like, I told him to turn around. I'm like, I guess I can't sell it. My dad said no, even though I don't think the guy's
coming. It was a nice fridge.
It was. Yeah. It was almost brand new.
Yeah, it was.
I actually helped them haul it out to the front
probably
yard.
A year and a half old, something like that.
Okay, so refrigerator, who's strong? Corey-ish. Did you ever have the bench in the military?
Did I ever what?
Did you ever have to do a bench press in the military?
Well, I was in, you know, like football, wrestling.
Yeah, how much was your max bench?
285.
So. Corey.
285, Jesus, pussy.
Are you bullshitting? Because I also have used the best bullshitter up on question.
My max bench was 320 something. My max sets, I did 225 23 times.
So per weight, good. I lifted more.
Yeah, let's see you do 225 23 times.
That's pretty
so,
good.
So,
yeah.
You know, and you got to like know where to
but
use
I was
Corey.
I was in high school did that. So
still pretty good.
A long time ago.
So when we'd cut wood, like I'd give Corey the big logs and the splitter, and he could lift up the big logs, and I'd run the chainsaw. So I was stronger and more endurance running chainsaw. You were good about picking up the big logs.
There you go.
That's strength.
Yep, strength, and you had the endurance.
Yep. There you go.
All right. You know what? I like this one so much that I'm going both.
Yeah, both.
Because some people can run marathons. Now, is that strong or not? Can you run 26.2
That's
miles?
That's mental strength.
Yeah. Corey actually made me a better manager, though, on things like cutting wood. I'd be like, Corey, I'm going to cut wood till 3. And every time I turn around, he'd be gone. I didn't know where he was. So I learned over time, the only way you get work out of Corey is say, we're going to cut 2 loads of wood.
Yep.
Then you're done. Then I'd get a little work out of him. Now he'd mix the wood sideways, whatever, make the truckload look fuller. But if you told him how much, you'd get some work out of him.
Yeah.
But if you say go until 3 o'clock, he'd disappear.
Oh, so you just knew how much time it was going to take.
Yeah.
I used to help my dad load pop machines back in the day when I was in like first, second grade. I used to go help him load all the pop into the pop machines of the ones he owned at apartment complexes. So I remember those days. It was just, we had to go unload this much pop.
Now, ADHD, man, it's like, I'm good for sometimes 30 minutes to an hour. Then it's like, okay, next, I'm done. I'm over this.
All right. Well, who's better with money?
Oh, him. Let's not even go there.
Oh, no, you have to question that one.
I have 20 bucks in my pocket, burns a hole in there. So I don't give my money. I'm like, when I get paid, it goes to my spouse. So Heidi takes care of it. I'm like, here you go. Here's money. Pay bills. Otherwise, I would just, I'd blow it.
What would you blow it on, though? Like, what was the first thing you'd blow it on?
Oh, it depends on the day. Golf stuff, mostly. Okay. Golf, just random stupid shit. Some pull tabs.
Okay, golf pull tabs, probably some beers.
Yeah, some whiskey.
And Rick, you just save it all?
I save, but I also have learned as I'm getting older, you got to enjoy life a little bit too. So,
okay.
So I mix it up, but I make sure, you know, pay the bills and invest first.
Yeah, absolutely. Invest first, pay bills, have a little fun as you get older. Yeah. Okay.
You know, somebody's got to leave Corey a little money.
Someone.
Yeah,
when and the day a truck. Comes.
Yeah, I got told that the will's getting redone by my mom the other day in a test drive. Yeah, so
she told you
your
that?
Mom's buying another car?
Yeah, no, yeah. So.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yep, so here, she's like, well, me and Dad are going to redo our will. And I'm like, okay, that's cool.
You get my cast iron pans, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
And I get his Wrangler, too. And then Todd gets.
She told you all that,
yeah,
huh?
Todd gets the truck, and then Katie gets whatever my mom buys at that time, which could be 17 different vehicles from now.
How many siblings do you have?
Two?
Okay. Well, I know Shauna.
Yep, Katie is the other one.
Katie and Shauna, and then you're the only guy, the only boy?
Correct.
Okay. No wonder you get the most shit. Dad's not going to rag on the other ones.
Oh, no, girls. Shauna. He rags on Shauna.
Really?
Katie's the princess, so we can give her a hard time a little bit, but she usually gets pissed off. So, but we can give Shauna shit. She's good for it because she gives it right back.
I saw her a couple of years
They're
ago
all
at Coffee
good.
Man.
All
I saw
good.
Her. She was with her husband and I think her kids, and Brett was talking to her. I don't think I know her that well, so.
No.
I said hi to her just because I think we know each other a little
bit. Brett and Todd were good friends.
Okay.
Motorcycles and stuff like
sure,
that, yeah.
Sure. All right, then who has more friends? There's no way it's not Corey. Even though I don't think they're real friends.
Yeah. My imaginary friends.
Are we counting his kids? Are we counting his kids?
Do they count?
No, we're not counting.
Oh, okay.
No. But you do have a lot of acquaintances, but are they friends?
We both know a lot.
Yeah,
of
we both.
You've
know
erased
a lot of
some of your friends offline, and then you brought them back.
Yeah, like you.
Yep, like me.
Yeah, like you.
I don't even know why.
Well, I think you sent me a message. You're like, I'm not even friends with you on Facebook. I'm like, yeah, you are. And I look back. I'm like, oh shit. Yeah, no, you're not.
Yeah, you were talking to Smack, and I said,
oh, so, yeah, you're gonna get me on that. How many Facebook friends you have?
No, I'm not talking about my dad. I'm like, I deleted my dad too, and I still can't message my dad on Facebook to this day when I added him back.
you guys were talking shit to each other about 4 hours ago.
Yeah,
today. I'm like, this is going to be the funniest interview I've ever had because you guys were ragging at each other at about 3 p.m.
Yeah,
and right
I'm
now it's
there.
Like 8:45, and you guys are ragging on each other. I'm like, this is going to be interesting.
You should see when the whole family gets together. It's we're having 17 different conversations at once, but everybody's keeping track of what
I'm a
everybody else.
One, yeah.
Everybody else is saying, and then like me and Sean will be talking, but my dad and Katie will be talking, and then they'll say something, and we'll chime in on that, and it'll just back forth. We're constantly.
Shauna talks more than you. There's times I like want to talk, and I forget what I was going
to
say.
Shauna's really bad at that. She can't shut up. See, I at least know when people want to butt in.
But that's what we love Shauna for. Everybody loves Shauna.
But she just.
But you're unfiltered.
I'm unfiltered.
We're unfiltered. We're like at Fleet Farm. We'll be like.
hey, Veronica, you look a lot better than you did all drunk the other night. I'll be like, Corey Joseph Jacobson.
Corey Joseph Jacobson. What? Actually, Corey did work at Fleet Farm for a little bit, too.
I did. I was a manager there.
I've ever seen that bright-ass orange shirt walking around.
Menards. The pumpkin shirt.
Menards.
Menards.
Oh, yeah, that was the other question I was supposed to ask you. What was your lowest paycheck?
Yeah, this is zero. I guarantee you got that one from Golden.
I think it was Hurley. And Hurley actually said it to you.
Yeah, the $0 paycheck.
I kept that. He brought it home. And he's like, Dad, can I borrow some money?
I got to pay off my paycheck.
You got a job. You work at Menards. And he showed me his paycheck, and it was for zero. Because he got it.
I was like 18.
And they let you charge stuff. And so he thought he'd impress the girl and buy her a new TV. And who knows what else you bought. And so when it was time to get paid, and they took their money back, you got zero. Yeah. And I was like, I'm going to have
-150.
Yeah, you owe us money.
You owe us money tonight.
By the way, you still owe me that $40.
Yeah. Good luck,
Corey. You have more friends?
Probably.
Probably. How many Facebook friends do you have? Do you even know?
I don't know. I stopped
too many.
Heidi gives me shit about that. She goes, "Why do you have so many Facebook friends? How many do you know?" I'm like, "Well, I know actually most of them. There's some that I don't, but I know pretty much every Facebook friend I have." She goes, "That's too many friends." I'm like, "Yeah, you're not wrong." I'm like, "My dad used to be the same way. He didn't know
I
know."
Back when I was in the hunting industry more, bow hunting, then I was friends with a lot of hunters.
He weeded a lot of them out.
Couple thousand, but yeah, now I weeded them down to around 900.
See, I can't delete anything. It's like
I never deleted you, though.
Chris. He deleted me.
Yeah, I never deleted you.
Sorry.
Thank you, Rick. No. Rick, you win that
one. I'm the person, like, as soon as I delete a phone number, I'll need it a week and a half later. So I don't delete numbers at all. I mean, I think I have.
I don't either.
How many phone numbers do you have?
Well, I don't know, but every time someone sends me one, even if it's like 3 years ago, I still have it. And then I text them, I'm like, hey, you know, whatever, like, who is this? I'm like, didn't you save the number? I always save all the numbers.
Oh, you guys use phone numbers?
I have 5,729 people at my phone.
That's most likely more than me. My phone's recording this episode right now.
There you go.
It's getting all of you on camera.
There's
a lot of you to get. And also, who is the better driver of the two?
We're both actually really good drivers.
Oh.
Yeah.
There's a big difference because I drove 14 hours in that snowstorm and got us to Chicago from Columbus.
Well, I didn't have a driver's license at the time, so.
How old were you?
I got DWI. They didn't. They
you
found
have a DW?
Yes, two.
When I was 17.
And you have?
One. He was young.
I got one when your cousin was driving my car.
Gosh.
But anyway.
Your cousin.
My cousin?
Your second cousin, yeah. He was sober. But I got my car. But that's a
different story.
Different story.
But Corey can actually, you know, where I will, you know, I don't know if it's good or bad. He can actually drive while he's on his cell phone, adjusting the radio and eating a Whopper.
Multitask. I got knees.
Hey, that's our generation. We can do that because we used to have to flip through CDs on our lap.
Literally.
Them into the disc player so we had some music. So I get that, yeah, okay.
I've never been in an accident in my life. Knock on wood.
I've just had deer hit me.
Never even had that.
Really?
Nope.
Shit, lucky you.
Yeah. Watch on the way home from my parents' house tonight, whack. I'm like, son of a bitch.
Tonight he'll text. Well, I just hit a deer.
Yeah, right. Smoked a deer.
What about you, Rick? Have you hit any deer?
Yes. I was actually leaving the Elks Club because my daughter Katie got the $500 scholarship for college when she was a senior. And I was driving down 61, and I missed the first deer, missed the second deer, and hit the third deer for $1,000 damage.
Jeez. Okay, Corey.
What?
You're winning that one, too.
Yeah, I know.
Gosh, why are you so good at everything?
Yeah, that's what my mom says.
You're so good at all your 40 jobs.
Yeah, right.
Who weighs more? Oh, God, that's so much. God, not again.
My head weighs more than he does.
God. That's... My head.
No, isn't that a big head? Is that a big head or what?
Corey, take your hat off again. That's enough. That is a lot of head.
I do have a gigantic dome, don't I?
You do?
Yeah. 8 inches around.
Holy shit?
Yeah, my hat size is 8 inches.
Oh, my gosh. They don't even make hats bigger than that.
Well, this one even, like, if I tried this on, you'd have to have the straps like off. This.
Yeah, well, luckily I'm a 7.5, so that'll fit me. Okay, so Corey's got weighs more, but who's taller? You guys are both sitting, so I wouldn't even know.
So, fun fact about who's taller. You get me and my dad sitting on a flat surface together, I'll be taller. We stand up, and he's about 1.5 inches taller than me.
So he has longer legs than you have shorter legs.
I have my mother's and grandma's legs. My inseam is 26 inches.
But 26. You put some thought into this.
Yep.
I just thought it was as simple as I'm 5'11 and you're 5'2". I mean, that would
5'9". But so my inseam, I have 26 inch inseam. I actually had to get. I had to get tailored to the people that I was at the wedding for. They bought me my suit, so I had to go to Men's Warehouse in Rochester. Went in there, and the guy's like, "What the?" And I'm like, "He goes, you have the inseam of a 5'2" person." I'm like, "Yep." I actually was even sure that was like 5'1".
I have shorts.
Yeah.
Said he's 1 inch taller, he'd be perfectly round.
Yeah. But my upper body, I have a huge upper body. So me and my brother-in-law, no Todd, he's 6'5".
Yeah.
Six foot six. We sit down back to back on a flat surface, same height. He stands up.
So your torso is just bigger.
I have a really big torso, just midget legs.
So you have... You have the legs of a
7th
grader.
I have the legs of a 5th grader.
You have the legs of a 5th grader, the waist of a trucker. And
that's why you always wear shorts in the winter, huh?
Yeah, literally. They look like pants. My stepson, Easton, who was going to be 12 next week, actually, his legs, his length, yeah. he's at like 28 inches already.
So what are you, right? Like 42, yeah. 22 or something? I'm just asking, I don't know.
I wear 40 30s and their 30s are too long because I can't find them any shorter in 40 inch waist.
There's people that hem you up.
There's things about you I didn't even know.
I didn't know that either, but that's hilarious.
Yeah.
I thought it was just all because of the way it looked, but that's all good. All right, well, Corey, you won. I'm not sure if you won or if you lost because
let's just call it a coin flip.
I got a question for you, though, Corey.
I'll let you have that for your birthday. Save me
thanks. It's July.
My birthday's in July. Perfect.
Yeah.
So you get the win for July, even though it's February.
Yes.
I got a question. You had 40 jobs, but your most recent is selling cars. Have you had any good stories of selling a car yet? Because I see a lot of stuff on TikTok where they always talk about all these car sales. Have you sold to someone like famous at all, or?
Not famous. I've seen famous people come through our store and talk to them
in St. Charles.
Yeah.
Who's come through the store that's famous?
The guy, the one that did it on. I'd like to meet
him. Oh yeah. So actually, he was one of my customers. So one of my customers, actually, I forgot about that. He won the Iditarod dog sled racing like 6 times.
Someone was just talking to me about that, and I'm like, what the hell is that?
Yeah, so it's a dog sled racing up in Alaska.
Yep.
He won it, I think, 5 or 6 times, and actually his grandpa is the founder of the Iditarod.
No kidding?
Yeah, so he was one of my clients, so that's kind of cool. But we have some Vikings players, former Vikings players.
Former ones?
Yeah.
Which ones have bought cars? Can you say? I don't even know if you can say.
I probably shouldn't say.
Okay, and then don't say because I'm not editing it out.
Yeah. but there has been some former players that come down and stuff like that. So my boss, he's been in the industry for 20-plus years, and he actually worked up at Donja Burnsville.
Why they come there? Because they know him from there?
Yeah, because that's our sister store.
Yep.
So he's friends with all these. I mean,
There's
just... I hear his office is next to mine, and this one person will call and ring up. I'm like, he knows that person? Like, he knows that, but like, Jesus. But yeah, so they come down or whatever, you know, to buy cars from him still.
Sure.
So it's kind of the loyalty thing, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, okay, as we're starting to wind down here, now I actually have a serious question for you guys. So
what's that?
We've had some fun with these silly questions. Yep. Oh, that's fun. But I want to know, what's your favorite thing about your dad? And then, Dad, I want you to tell what's your favorite quality about your son.
We can't be that serious, Chris.
We don't have enough
time.
We
can do that. At the end of this, we can. I know. You guys have been...
You're making me think.
I know.
Let's watch the steam roll out of my ears real quick here.
Well, I mean, with my dad, whenever So when my dad's on, obviously I've had him. But my favorite quality about my dad is his hardworking and where he's come from. That's always the one quality I've always appreciated over all of his lifespan. So that's one thing I can say. But I want to know between you two, because you guys have been ragging on each other.
I do know what it is. So
okay, good.
The one thing that's like my parents, not even just my dad's, my parents in a whole, we didn't, my parents may, you know, buy nice things now and go on lots of trips because they can afford it and yada, yada, yada.
Yep.
But we grew up, my first place was a one bedroom or apartment that was a pile of crap. And then we moved to a trailer, a dumpy trailer to another dumpy trailer to when they finally actually bought a new single wide trailer. And I lived there till I was 12. So we didn't have a ton of money growing up, but they never let us knew that. We always got what we wanted, not even so we say what we wanted, but they just kind of like, you know, we had our Taco Bell nights and we had our Whopper nights and, you know, stuff like the small stuff like that.
Sure.
And then my parents always try to make us like, okay, being a school year, new pants, do this, 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 and this. We're, you know,
we're in our early 20s with three kids.
Yep. Yeah, so they didn't have a lot of money. And my very first trip ever, vacation, I was 14. Like I said, we went to the Black Hills. That was the first time I ever went on a vacation anywhere. Granted, it's only 8 hours away, but I was like, holy crap, I get to go on a vacation.
Sure.
So stuff like that. They never made us feel like we were poor. We were always happy. We're always fun. And they just made the best of life. So they kind of, that's how our family is now. It's just like, sure, got quite a bit more money. They can do whatever the hell they want, but they don't act like they have a lot of money. They still, at sometimes, like my dad, Mr. Thrift Shop guy,
yeah,
they act like they're poor. But it's we're happier that way.
Sure.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yep. So you always got what you needed when you were growing up.
Perfect. Yep.
I love that. Yeah.
Yeah, I found a cast iron pan worth $75, $80 for $6.
Yeah. You should see his house. Cast iron pans fucking everywhere. You walk in the kitchen and they're lining the goddamn ceiling. And
they're not everywhere. Now you sound like your mom.
Well, it's true.
All right, Rick. Well, I'm going to ask you the same question about Corey. What's your favorite quality about your son? You raised him.
Yep.
He might have had to think for a while.
I'm still thinking.
You answered.
I'm still thinking. Can I have another beer? No.
It's like Jeopardy.
No. At the end of the day, you know, Corey, he can be a pain in the butt sometimes and that, but if anybody, any of his friends, any of his family ever really needs him, he's going to be right there. He's going to take care of you. He has connections. He knows everybody. And, you know, no matter what your emergency or need is going to be, he's gonna find a way to take care of it.
And that has actually bit me in the ass before to a fault sometimes, to where, like, I'll do anything for anybody. It actually comes back to bite you in the ass more than you think. So,
not from, like, your family.
No.
No, it's from other people that take advantage of, hey, I'll be there. And then when I'm there, I know what you're talking about. Take advantage, for sure. Yeah. Well, that's great. I love those.
And he gave me some pretty awesome grandkids, too.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
that doesn't
pretty
hurt
cool.
either. Yeah. I'm giving my dad a grandchild, too, now.
Yeah, I know.
Mom and dad are giving
that's
me a little
awesome.
Girl. That's
I'd
only
have more
one.
Kids if I knew grandkids were so much fun.
Okay, last question I have before we end this. It's Wednesday night right now. Super Bowl's on Sunday, so this comes out on Monday. Who we got winning the Super Bowl?
God, I hope the fucking Eagles do. I'm so sick of the
You're hoping
Chiefs.
For Eagles?
Perfect. So sick of the Chiefs.
Rick, what do we got?
Well, first of all, I'm hoping for my numbers.
Yeah, that too. I have 07, yes. 3-9.
Yeah.
Oh,
I have some
know
good numbers.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I hate to say this because I was like, oh, Redskins and, you know, let's go Commanders. Well, the Commanders, yeah. No, not the Redskins.
Yeah,
every Redskins. Team I was rooting for was losing, you know. And I'm a right. Viking fan, so I don't know what winning a Super Bowl is about.
Yeah, neither do I.
Right.
But, I used to like Kansas City. But I'm getting over. I'm winning so much. I like McCombs, but after watching the quarterbacks, I don't like them as much. So I'm gonna go Philadelphia. I'm just over the whole Taylor Swift stuff.
Well, know? There's right? a good storyline coming. It's either they're gonna be the first team to ever three-peat a Super Bowl, or the Eagles are gonna finally maybe topple them off. But I still don't think they're gonna go anywhere next year. I think they're still gonna be a team to beat, even if they lose the Super Bowl. Chiefs are still gonna be the AFC team to beat.
Yeah, they are.
Well, guys, I want to thank you guys for coming on in. This has been really fun. A lot of laughs coming out. And we were drinking some Shell's Dark American Lager, which actually is a fantastic beer.
It is. Thank
you. It's good.
Because my dad's actually going to like this a lot, and I'm going to give it to him on the Super Bowl, whatever's left over. But I want to thank you guys for coming on in and getting a hold of me and wanting to do this as a father-son duo, because I think you're the first father-son to come on here other than my dad and I. So I want to say cheers to you guys. So thank you for coming on in.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah,
you're absolutely welcome.
You did an awesome job.
Careful, you got to drive home.
And for those who are listening, this has been another episode of Brews and Crews. If you want to watch and just laugh along with us and see who's older or younger, tune into YouTube because you can watch the video there. Or if you just want to listen to us in your car, you can go to any major streaming platform, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Pandora, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, any of the other ones. But also, check out the chef behind, because the chef says, subscribe, like, share, and give us a 5-star review so that way more people find out about Brews and Crews. But this has been another episode of Brews and Crews. Cheers.